bringing in Will Dorado. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Man.
All right.
Well, thanks for having us.
Happy to have you here on the show today, and just getting a little taste of what folks will be able to catch when you're back in town. You're about to be out doing all kinds of dates, and here at the High Watt, October 19th. So we'll get to see you this fall as you continue touring in support of your Favors EP. Looking forward to chatting with you guys and catching up. The last time I saw you was at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
Yeah, full years.
Yeah, we've been going down every year since 2004, so it's a blur. Yeah. One year leads into another. I can't differentiate the past 10 years. They're all just kind of jello in there. But happy to have you in here today. And what do you guys want to start with?
We'll start with a song called Sorrow.
All right. This is Will Dorado live on Lightning 100.
Sorrow, where have you been? Show me them hands then. Invite me on into your house. I know that you come around looking so lovely, looking so out on the town. Let's get to it. Let's talk sweetly like all I love is for. Like we can stick around, I say too much. I let you down with sorrow's touch. Marrow, straight to the bone. That's what I'll call you. That's where our love is at home. I hate that you feel alone. I hate that I need you. I hate that I throw the first stone. I should warn you, I'm half cultured, I'm old. Ways getting upset, then I leave. But let's stick around, I say too much. I let you down with sorrow's touch. Let's stick around, I say too much. Let you down with sorrow's touch. Let's stick around, I say too much. I let you down with sorrow's touch. Let's stick around, I say too much. I let you down.
Lightning 100, that is Will Dorado live here in the 1RPM studio. It's October 19th. They're back in Nashville, going to be out at the High Watt, and that is Sorrow, one of the tracks you can find on their most recent EP, Favors. So it looks like you've been had a little downtime here in Nashville. Got to go to the pharmacy.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah?
That was amazing.
Yeah? Burger. Yeah, did you do the burger?
I got the farm burger.
The farm burger.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do the farm
got
burger.
That egg?
Oh, yeah.
Very delicious.
Nice. When did you actually get to town? When did you get to Nashville?
Yesterday evening.
Okay.
We came from Georgia.
All right. So did you have some fun last night?
Honestly, yeah, we love it here so much. Like, the weather seems to be kind of appropriately cool, and we just dug it. We sat outside, ate burgers, and drank beers with our friends. It's hard to hard to say we didn't love it. Yeah,
A lot of bands end up moving here to Nashville.
I tell you what, yeah,
visiting. I think you guys actually just had your first show here in Nashville in November at the Basement OG.
Yeah, man, that was cool too. So we played Bonnaroo, like you said, and so it was exciting to come back through. And so we couldn't believe it. We had a pretty awesome crowd at Bonnaroo. I think we lucked out. It was like the first show of the second day, so everyone's
fresh.
They felt like they needed to be there and be fresh. Yeah, but it rocked. It kind of was one of the coolest things we've ever done. Yeah. So it's made us fall in love with this town. So it was cool coming back and playing, and people came out. So it's exciting after this next EP's come out to come back around.
Seems like you guys have had a pretty busy year. And this year for me personally feels like it's flown by. It's kind of weird that it's almost August in 2 days. So that's kind of crazy that you know, the year's already halfway through. Looking back at this year, do you guys have highlights? You got to play Sasquatch. Was that pretty sweet?
Sasquatch was so sweet.
Yeah?
Every festival.
We just found out that it's they're not doing Sasquatch anymore.
Ooh.
So we got to...
Yeah, so RIP, kind of the last one.
Yeah, we got to get it while the game.
That's all right.
Good.
You know, the Eagles kept going on the farewell tour time after time.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we thought about calling the band after Sasquatch ended, but we'll see. I think we'll stick around. I tell you what, that we got to tour with Lindsey Buckingham, and that'll, I think, be one of the coolest things we've ever done in our entire lives. So it's still that year, so we're still buzzing pretty hard from that opportunity.
How often when you tour with someone like that do you actually get to spend any time with them or meet them? Or?
I'm not sure we have the best knowledge of that. We've done quite a few tours, but it's, but people like that, I'm not really sure. But he really did make a point 4 or 5 times of coming to our room and spend some time and talk to us and really gave us advice and honestly, like, kind of broke some things. He gave us a lot of time. It was really special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wisdom too.
Really?
And his whole band was that. When we were mixing this EP, and so they were, like, listening to it in the bus and coming, giving us notes. It was incredible, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, you said he gave some wisdom, like, just a piece. What's something you took away from
Don't push it too hard.
We learned that from his career, I guess.
That was after the show, don't push it too hard. I got it, okay. Well, that's pretty sweet. All right, so, yeah, so I think, like, probably one of the most fun things, especially a guy who's, like, lived in the same city for a long time and not done much touring and visited all these new cities is actually being on the road and catching these places when you have some time off. I think Max likes to do some fishing.
Wow, yeah, I dug deep. I love fly fishing. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like so that seems like the best part of being in a band and going out on the road. It's like actually. Well, I know you don't have that much downtime. Sometimes they have you stacked one town to the next. Mm-hmm. So is that your go-to?
I don't, honestly, we've never done that
never
together.
Had the
we
always talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Really?
We did at your
Uncle Steve's. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've done fishing. Some spin reel fishing together, but you know,
never
we've tried
on a river or like a
fly fishing. You gotta go to the place, and it's never on.
You gotta have some serious space and time for frustration too. You know what I mean? And on the being on the road, that's not a whole lot of like, yeah, let's get really pissed off for one day off.
So looking ahead to the rest of the year, obviously we're gonna get to have you guys here in Nashville October 19th. Is there anything else you guys are excited about, looking forward to?
Man, that whole trip.
That trip, yeah, we're doing a festival in Denver called Crandoozy, and then we're doing ACL. And yeah, Colton and I are from Texas, so that's kind of
that's great.
That's a little bit of a dream, dream come true, yeah.
Well, good. Well, they're online at wildorado.co and doing the High Watt October 19th. MercyLounge.com, if we can get those tickets in advance. Are you guys going to do another one from the Favors EP? Or
yeah, this is the title track.
Awesome.
Called Favors. Straight from title. You ready for us?
My favors I've run. Run out of favors out in the open. ocean.
Lightning 100. Wow, that's so beautiful. Will Dorado live here in the 1RPM studio. Title track to the new EP, Favors, and they will be back in town. They're out at the High Watt October 19th. That's out at the Mercy Lounge Complex, mercylounge.com if you want to get tickets. You can also find out more at willdorado.co. That was so awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Harmonies are fantastic. Great seeing you. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Since Bonnaroo. So happy to have you back here in Nashville. And we need to do this again in just a few minutes.
Man, love it. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Will Dorado. They're back in town October 19th at the High Watt. Their new EP, Favors, is in stores now. They're online at willdorado.co.